Howdy, folks. This is your Problematic Fave podcast host, Dino Ray Ramos. Thank you so much for listening. But before we get to the episode, I want to talk to you a little bit about something. So the Problematic Fave podcast is headed to South by Southwest. Well, actually, we're trying to get there. We are up for recording a live podcast episode in Austin at next year's South by Southwest Film and Music and Tech Festival, which takes place March 10th through 19th, 2023, and we need your votes. See, here's the tea. Problematic Fave has been submitted to South by Southwest's Panel Picker, which is the fest's official user-generated session proposal platform. So thousands upon thousands of people submit panel ideas, sessions, live podcast recording, and just cool events to take place throughout the duration of the festival. And people vote on these great ideas. And last year, Diaspora was panel picked to host a panel called Marginalized Voices in Film and TV Journalism. I had Jeff Yang from They Call Us Bruce on the podcast, on the panel. We had Kristen Lopez from IndieWire on the panel. We had Valerie Complex from Deadline on the panel, and it was a great turnout. It was a great conversation about all that diaspora writes about and marginalized voices and all that good stuff. So we want to take this to the next level. We want to do it again, but this time with a live recording of Diaspora's new pod, Problematic Fave. So please head to panelpicker.sxsw.com and search for Problematic Fave and cast your vote, please. Please. It will be very much appreciated. We will also put a link to the voting site in the show notes, and you can find more details about the panel via Diaspora's Instagram and Twitter channels at Real Diaspora, as well as my Twitter and Instagram channels at Dino Ray. So please, please, please vote. And you have until August 21st to vote. And please share. And as always, I am so utterly grateful and happy. And I am very much appreciative of the support and love the listeners give and supporters of Diaspora give. So please vote for Problematic Fave to go to South by Southwest. Thanks, y'all. Howdy, folks. Welcome to another mini-sode of Problematic Fave. I hope y'all are doing well. This week, the week of August 15th, started off with an interesting bit of news that I kind of want to discuss, talk through, and see what y'all think of it. So Deadline reported that Kenya Barris of Blackish fame is doing a reimagining of Wizard of Oz. I don't know. You know, good for Kenya, I guess. But as you could tell by my lack of words, I just don't know where to begin. I think it's fine. Whatever. I get that Wizard of Oz is a prepackaged item with a huge following, an iconic following, and it's an iconic narrative. It's an iconic movie. I don't understand. Look, there's a siren in the background, and I'm just going to keep it in this because we're going to do it natural. This is just off the cuff. But anyways, no, I get that Wizard of Oz is, you know, something that could be remade and is something fun about doing, you know, something that's very classic and making it modern, I guess. But I just don't think we need it. I don't care what anyone says, but I, you know, just leave it alone. I'm all for remakes and reboots and all that kind of stuff, but I only am for it if it makes sense, and this just doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, the West Side Story remake didn't make sense at all. You know, we sat through that. Everyone loved it, I guess, you know, good for them. But also, remember when they tried to remake Ben-Hur and what happened there. I feel like this is going to be one of those moments, but, you know, we'll see what happens. I can't judge anything right now. Maybe it'll be brilliant. Who knows? But also, you know what? We have The Wiz. If they're going to make this more inclusive, you know, everyone loves doing that. Just re-release The Wiz. Oh, that's fine. I'm fine with that. I'm not here for this Wizard of Oz reboot, you know. And with what Warner Brothers and Warner Media and all of that mess, what they're going through, I'm just like, oh, whatever. Do what you want. I mean, also, do we want to talk about how they're still going to release The Flash with Ezra Miller? I don't know. You know, I'm about to give up on Warner Brothers. Good for y'all. Do your thing. Great gowns. Congratulations on being very Hollywood. But anyways, I want to know what you think about this remake of the 1939 classic with Judy Garland, The Wizard of Oz. And also, The Wizard of Oz has a lot of history behind it. But I don't even want to begin on that. But what do you think? You know, there hasn't been much announced about this Wizard of Oz remake except the fact that Kenya Barris is going to write and direct the remake with his Calabo Ink Society company. I hope I pronounced that right. But anyways, what do you think? You know, what do you hope this reboot is about? What are your thoughts? Are you angry? And also, I want to know, all you hardcore Wizard of Oz heads, what do you think about this remake? Also, The Wiz fans, what do you think of this remake? A reimagining. It's not a remake, it's a reimagining. I'm just not here for it, but, you know, I'm curious to see what y'all think. And if it does actually do anything for inclusivity and diversity and moving this narrative forward of Hollywood diversity that we're all trying to achieve. But let me know what you think. Tweet at us at Real Diaspora, or you could tweet at me at Dino Ray, or you can also email us. thisisdiaspora@gmail.com. Let us know your thoughts. I'm really curious in what you think the future of this Wizard of Oz reimagining holds. I am just very curious. Who knows? We may not even get to see it because the world might end. That's just horrible thinking. But you know what? You know, let's see what happens. At this point, I'm just like, oh, okay, do whatever you want. I'll see how it unfolds. Let us know what you think. And thanks for listening. And please tune in next week for another full episode of Problematic Fave. Bye.